Good morning and welcome back, everybody. It is Monday, July 20th. My name is Darian Phillips. I am joined by your co-host, Simran Sandhu. And as always, it is an absolute pleasure to have you join us on today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill, brought to you by Up5 Media. Well, if any of you were struggling to keep cool this weekend, just know you weren't alone. In fact, I'm sure we all can relate to this one, as meteorologists showed a massive heat dome was sitting over 90% of the U.S. this weekend, causing temperatures to escalate over 90 degrees in most parts of the country.
And as temperatures rise, so do the number of coronavirus infections. For the second day in a row, the U.S. reported 70,000 new infections, which marked a record high for over 19 states. With that in mind, Texas, Florida, and New York continue to lead the charge as coronavirus hotspots.
And now that we have officially passed the halfway mark in July, lawmakers are getting close to being forced into a decision on whether they should roll out another round of payments to Americans. The $600 weekly jobless payments will come to a close at the end of this month, and yet the unemployment rate still sits around 11%, leaving many Americans in a situation where they are still reliant on these funds. The good news is, though, at this point, it appears that both parties are eager to sign off on another round of funding, but there is one big hangup. President Trump has threatened to veto the bill unless it includes payroll tax cuts. Needless to say, we've got an interesting couple of weeks in public policy coming up, folks. And as always, we'll make sure to keep you updated as we learn more.
In deciding on the next aid package remains a huge issue for the White House, and let me tell you, the stakes couldn't be higher. The Trump administration is facing high turnover, and many economists believe that the next aid package will be extremely critical for recovery efforts. Currently, President Trump hasn't shared many details regarding a proposal, but we will keep you updated as we learn more.
Well, in the meantime, President Trump has also had to worry about how to execute his election campaign without being able to host events in many states and cities across the country, and ultimately came to a temporary solution in which he will be offering tele-rallies to help bolster his lagging poll ratings.
And if we transition over to markets, we're seeing that stock futures rose as investors remain optimistic after last week's gains, but it will be interesting to see how big tech stocks perform after a tough week of quarterly earnings. On the other hand, Treasury yields hover around 63 basis points, while crude oil remains at $40 a barrel.
And for today's update on earnings report, we've got news from BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, which ended up posting an increase of 21% in quarterly profits. The company accredited the jump to its reliance on its bond ETFs, which traders and financial institutions have used to make rapid moves in the markets, make wagers, and oftentimes hedging their portfolios.
And according to the Wall Street Journal, Disney has joined hundreds of other companies who have stopped all advertising on Facebook due to concerns regarding how the platform is handling hate speech and divisive content. Disney was also the top U.S. advertiser on Facebook for the year, as experts believe they spent almost $210 million in the first 6 months of 2020.
And as Tesla's stock continues to skyrocket, other automakers are beginning to feel the pressure from investors to pick up their pace on the release of their plans to deliver electric vehicles to the market. That said, we should be expecting a flood of plug-in models over the coming months as the companies try and redirect to fit new demands and comply with the government's tightening restrictions on how much vehicles can pollute.
And our last story of the day pertains to data privacy. After Twitter was hacked last week by an alleged perpetrator who refers to themselves as Kirk, users have expressed their concerns with the platform's ability to provide adequate data security. Moving forward, Twitter plans to address those concerns, but in the meantime, let's hope they can get things figured out, especially as we get closer to elections. Anyways, that's all we've got for you today, and we look forward to catching you bright and early Tuesday morning as we continue our journey to redefine how you experience news.